In 1975, it was Jaws. In 1982, E.T. In 1993, there was Jurassic Park. And in 1998, Saving Private Ryan. This summer's blockbuster from Steven Spielberg is AI, though it's not entirely a Spielberg movie. Kenneth Turan of the Los Angeles Times has this review.
AI is the abbreviation for artificial intelligence. The film is a chilly fairy tale, a disturbing look at the nature of innocence, an investigation of love in which the most caring creature is not human at all.
I propose that we build a robot child who can love, a robot child who will genuinely love the parent or parents it imprints on with a love that will never end.
The movie is as contradictory as it sounds and as problematic as you'd expect given its genesis. This science fiction story of a new kind of robot is a beyond-the-grave collaboration of two very different master filmmakers who were friends for nearly 20 years, Stanley Kubrick and Steven Spielberg. It was Kubrick who developed the material and initiated talks with Spielberg about possibly working together. Written and directed by Spielberg after Kubrick's death, the film is in effect the dark side of E.T., the story of an alien nobody really loved and nobody really wanted.
But isn't the real conundrum, can you get a human to love them back?
Ours will be a perfect child caught in a freeze frame, always loving, never ill, never changing, with all the childless couples yearning in vain for a license. Our little Mecca will not only open up a completely new market, it will fill a great human need.
But you haven't answered my question. If a robot could genuinely love a person, what responsibility does that person hold toward that Mecca in return?
AI is set in a distant future with finite resources where robots are considered essential. It tells the story of a child robot, expertly played by Haley Joel Osment, who can be hardwired for endless love. Another robot, Gigolo Joe, played by Jude Law, is built for a different kind of love.
I know all about women. About as much as there is to know. No two are ever alike. And after they've met me, no two are ever the same. And
thrown together, these two discover the hidden underside of the seemingly idyllic universe.
She does not love you, David. She cannot love you. You are neither flesh nor blood. You are not a dog or a cat or a canary. You were designed and built specific like the rest of us. And you are alone now only because they tired of you or replaced you with a younger model.
The filmmaking in AI is, as you might expect, quite wonderful. Spielberg has brought a remarkable fluidity to visualizing even the most conventional situations, and the film is shot through with gorgeous, remarkable images. Also, it is one of the few pieces set in the future that looks convincingly futuristic.
When you're finished here, crack your collar, show off your operating license. The flesh fair's in Barn Creek, and the hounds are out hunting for strays.
But Kubrick's frigid aloofness and analytical distance could not be more different from Spielberg's hard-to-shake passion for cozy sentiment and audience acceptance. Not surprisingly, the joining of these two sensibilities presents problems. AI is a bravura, compelling piece of work, but in its attempt to be true to Kubrick's initial vision, it has also turned out colder and creepier than even Spielberg may have intended. For all its virtues, making a true emotional connection, always Spielberg's aim, is just beyond this film's reach.
Kenneth Turan is film critic for the Los Angeles Times.